Blog Talk Radio.
How I got over, how I got over, oh my Lord. You know my soul look back and wonder how I got over, how I got over, how I got over, oh my Lord. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I got over, how I got over, how I got over, oh my Lord. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found, was blind, but now I see, how I got over, how I got over, oh my Lord. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I got over, how I got over, how I got over, oh my Lord. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Amen. How I got over. Amen. That's a landmark song, an icon song. Amen. I remember my mother used to sing that song when I was growing up. Didn't understood what it meant then, but now, amen, I like the song say I was blind, but now I see. Didn't understand, but now I understand why they were seeing it. A lot of times we go through things and, you know, we don't even understand how we got over it, but when we look back over it, amen, we know that it wasn't nothing but God. He was there all the time. Amen. Not seeing and not knowing that it was him. Only thing we could see was the storm. We couldn't see the sunshine for the rain. But I'm telling you, once the storm is over, amen, you can see who is shining, and it's Jesus himself, God's son, amen, the one that he gave himself for ransom for us, amen, glory be to God, that we might, amen, live to live again. And I thank God for Jesus, amen. Those who just tuned in, we're going to come from Psalm 31. It's a familiar passage. Psalm 31. Amen. It's a psalm of David. Amen. And you know, David, he had a lot of enemies. Amen. He really did. Because of who David was and who God allowed David to be. And people don't realize a lot of times you have enemies because who God allowed you to be. Of how God, he set you up, or how that God wants to use you. Amen. And so we have to look at it, you know, a lot of times. Amen. That it's God that's using us. And then a lot of times people, they feel like we are a threat to them. And so they begin, when they feel like they're a threat, it's like the devil know when God's real people are a threat. You know, they begin to mock and to begin to say things and ridicule you and lie on you, you know, and try to turn people against you. Psalm 31, amen, those just tuned in. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Here was David saying, Lord, don't let me be ashamed, God. He said, deliver me in your righteousness, God. God, you know I've been doing what's right, God. God, I ask you, God, please don't let me be ashamed. Because see, when the enemy feel like that he's winning over you, he's the first one to say, where is your God at now? Thought you had God. Yeah, you say you got God. Look what you're going through. Look what's happening to you. But this is what David, he said, I put my trust in thee. He was saying, God, don't let me be made ashamed of. Because that's what the enemy wants to be made ashamed of when we go through our trials and our tribulations, and especially when we don't trust God. He wants us to deny God. He wants us to don't look worthy of God. So what we have to do, we have to trust God even during the time of storm, even when it seems like our enemy is over us, or they rejoicing over us, or we feel like they're winning over us, amen. We still have to show ourselves, amen, and believe in God and standing strong and not forgetting that he said he never leave us nor forsake us, that, lo, he will be with us even to the end of the world. You got to know God, that what his word says, that's what it's going to do, that he's watching over his word to perform it. It's not going to return it to him void. It's possibly a thing that he's sending out to do. So when God sends his word out, amen, and he tells his word to watch over us and to protect us, amen, and to rise up above our enemies, amen, then you know you got to believe that that's what the word is doing. Even though it might not seem like it, it might not feel like it, it might not look like it, but God is already, amen, fighting our battles. Because he said the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Amen. Sometimes he said you got to hold your peace. He said, and I'll fight your battle. Sometimes you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes God just wants you to stand. Sometimes God don't want you to do nothing. Sometimes God don't want you to say nothing. You just got to let go and let God. Let God be God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Look at the second verse, 31st Psalm, those just tuned in. And it says, bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. Here was David again saying, God, I need you to hear me fast, Lord. He said, I need you to really listen to this. He was saying that, you know, I need you to be that rock right now. He let him know, I need you to be that fence around me. That means put your protection around me, God. Oh, God, I need you to fence me in, God. Oh, God, I need your protection, Lord Jesus. That's what he's saying. Lord, I need you to hear me, God. Oh, God, open your ears and hear the cry, Lord, of the righteous, God. Remember the Bible said that many are afflicted of the righteous. But the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the hands of the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So you got to know and remember the word of God. That's your sword. That's how you fight the devil. And you fight him back by telling what the word of God said. Remember when he was tempting God, and he took God up on the pinnacle, up on a mountain, and he said, you know what, if you bow down to me and worship me, I'll give you all of this. He was offering him the world when the world was already his. Amen. But you know what he told him? He said, you know what? He said, it is written. Get his behind me, Satan. You got to tell Satan to get his behind you. Use the authority that God gave you. He said that he gave us, amen, the keys of the kingdom. What we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. See, we don't use our keys, amen. You know, God said he gave us these keys to the kingdom, amen, to bind and to loose. But we don't bind and we don't loose. We just stand there. We don't do nothing. We don't even say nothing, amen. We just give the devil, amen, room. And he said, don't give place to the devil. We have the authority, but sometimes I feel like we get authority to Satan. You give him authority when you don't speak the word back to him, what God said that his word says it's going to do. That's how Satan gets exalted over you. That's how he begins to rule over you. Because you don't speak God's word to him. That is your sword. He even told us, he said we could even speak to a mountain. And a mountain's got to move. A mountain is anything that's in your life. Anything that you feel like that is too much for you. It's too wide for you. Too high for you. You see what I'm saying? Like that song say, ain't no mountain too high. Ain't no valley too low that God can't go to. And it's nothing so wide that he can't go around. Because God can do anything but fail. And we got to remember that. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. He said, and verily thou shalt be fed. And don't you know that God said he's a very present help in a time of trouble? He's a shelter in the time of a storm? We got to remember that. And this is what David was remembering about God. He said, Lord, I need you to hear me quick. When he said, bow down your ears, speak to me. God, I need you to hear me right now, God. I need you to be a strong one. He said, a strong rock for me. I mean, Lord, I need you to just keep me, Lord. And he said, I need you to build a fence around me. He wanted him to put his protection around him and to put that word around him to let him know that I'm keeping you. The Lord is the one, amen, that will keep you. He's the one, amen, that will stand when nothing else can stand. When everything else around you is seeking sand, God is still, amen, that rock. The Bible says he's the rock of our salvation. He's the stone which the builders rejected. Look at the third verse, those that just come in 31 times, third verse, for thou art my rock and my fortress, and therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. He said, you are my rock and my fortress. That means he was the one that he could go to. A fortress is somewhere that will protect you, you know, amen. It's somewhere where they don't let the enemy in. And see, David didn't want the enemy to come in. I guess he didn't want to be, how would you say, not believe in God, not to trust God because of what he was going through. So he said, I need you to be my fortress. It's some place where he could go, where he know he'd be safe. God, I need to be safe, God. I need you to be my fortress right now, God. He let him know, Lord, you are my rock. He said, I need you to lead me and guide me. He wanted God to lead him. That means he wanted God to order his steps. Remember, the steps of a good man is ordered by God. Remember, he wanted God to guide him. Amen. That means, God, I need you to guide my footsteps, God. You need to tell me where to go. You need to tell me what to do. See, God, see, that's what we're supposed to do. When we're in trouble, when we feel like our enemy, amen, is trying to exalt themselves over us, we need to go to God. He said, take everything to God in prayer, amen. We're supposed to go to God, amen. Because let me tell you something, he is a wonderful counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one that, you know, he said, come without money, come without price. You don't have to have no money to go to God. You don't have a price, you have to have a price, amen, to go on. See, a lot of times people go to people that work witchcraft, or they go to somebody where they got to pay to hear something, or go to counseling where they got to hear something. But you don't have to do that with God. He said, you know, come without money, come without price, come and buy counsel from me. He said, come and get it from me. You don't have to pay me nothing. All thing you got to do is be obedient. All thing you got to do is hear me. The Bible said a wise man will hear instruction, but a fool won't. The Bible said, blessed is the man that won't not after the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly, first book of Psalms, you don't get counsel from ungodly men. I don't care if it's grandma, great-grandma, Papa, whoever they are, if they're not godly, you're not supposed to be getting no counseling according to the word. He said you're supposed to be getting godly counseling. That means somebody God-fearing, somebody that you know that's living right, somebody to get a prayer through. Oh, you can get counseling from other people, but can they get a prayer through? Can they go to God for you? Amen. Do they know their life clean where they, God will hear their prayer for you? And that's why he told you to get godly counseling, so you can go so the people can go to God for you. Amen. Look at the fourth verse. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Here was David saying, they didn't lay a net for me privately. They think I don't know, but see, God will let you know. One thing about God, he's going to warn you. Amen. And one thing about it, David knew that they had then set a net for him. That means they had set a trap for David. He said they had done it privately, but he knew that they had set a trap for him to follow in privately. And he was asking God to order his steps and to lead him and to guide him so he wouldn't fall into the enemy's snare. He said, because you are strength, God. They didn't hit a net for me privately. And that's what the enemy do. He set up things for you to fall in. You don't even see it until you be then fell down in it. Then it'll be almost too late. And that's what God wants us. We're supposed to have that, the spirit of discernment. That's one of the gifts of God, the spirit of discernment, where you can see the enemy. You can see what he's trying to do. Amen. Because the Bible had told us about how the enemy is. He's cunning and crafty at his devices. He then told us how that the enemy, amen, he got skills and he got craftsmanship to try to fool God's people. And even God said in his word, he said that iniquity would abound so great that he would let strong illusions come and people would believe a lie before they believe the truth. God is allowing illusions. That's why you got to know God's word. You can't go by what you see. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And a lot of times people go by what they see, amen, when they're supposed to know. They're supposed to have the wisdom of God. He said right on the tables of your heart, amen. God wants us to have an ingrafted upon our heart, his word. So the Bible said, like David said in the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So when you need, amen, that word, amen, when you need that comforter, amen. When you need that word to lead and guide you, it will come up out of your spirit, man. And it will lead you and it will guide you and it will talk to you. That's why God said, I will not leave you comfortless. He left the Holy Spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit don't stay in an unclean temple. And a lot of times people don't hear from God because their temple is unclean. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's look at the fifth verse. Those just tuned in, Psalm 31, we're now at the fifth verse. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Hear what David said, Lord. He said, I'm putting my spirit in your hands. Lord, it's up to you, God. Whatever happened, God, it's up to you, God. Because he told God, he said, that, you know, you done redeemed me. That means God already had it. He said, because you're the God of truth. He said, I know, you know, he let them know, if anything come out of God and you want something to be done, I know that you can do it, God. And God, you're the God of truth. And even though my enemies are trying to rise up against me, they done laid up a net properly for me. They tried to set a trap for me. They want me to fall in the Father. I need you to hear me, God. And Father God, I need you to do it now, Father. Because, God, let me tell you something. When the enemy feel like that he's spreading himself like a Green Bay tree, oh, yeah, 37 Psalm, he feel like he's spreading himself like a Green Bay tree. The Bible said he get ready to be cut down and wither like the green grass in the herb of the field. Oh, yeah, you think you prosper now. You think you up there. You think you can't be touched now. You feel like everything going your way. All your bills is paid. You got everything you want. You ain't hurting for nothing. But let me tell you something. That's when the enemy going to set you up. He's setting you up for the kill because you feel like everything is all right now. It's all right now. Everything's going to be all right. But that's when the end is going to come right there. See, he's a thief. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He catch you when you off guard. That means you done stop praying. You done stop coming to church. You done stop giving. You done stop reading your word. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. You done stop testifying. You don't believe in God. Amen. You ain't faithful no more to God. You're doing whatever you want. Going wherever you please, doing whatever you please, saying whatever you want, saying whatever you please, till you ain't got comfortable. And so you ain't got your comfort zone, you ain't got relaxed. So now that you relax, let me say, now let me get them now. Let me get them now, I got them now. And they act like they ain't worried about nothing, they ain't thinking nothing's going to bother them now. I got something new in store for them. Because they're not praying, they ain't watching no more. The Bible say, watch well as pray. For you know not the hour that the Son of Man come. And when a thief come to kill, steal, and destroy, thinking whom he made it vow. So a thief will catch you off guard. A thief will catch you when you sleep. A thief will catch you when you ain't thinking. A thief will catch you when you thinking everything all right. That's just like somebody that you have your house on, but then you disarm your house. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They disarming their house, amen. They're not praying no more. They're not fasting no more. They're not reading their word no more. They ain't going to church no more. You know what? They're not praising him no more. They don't have no trust in him no more. They don't have no faith and no belief in God. And the Bible says when it ain't faith, it is what? Sin. So the devil got you comfortable and relaxed now. You can do whatever you want. Or you feel like you can do whatever you please. That's when he's going to get you. He catch you like that. He catch you off guard. Okay, let's look at the sixth verse. Those just tuned in, 31, Psalm 6 verse. He said, I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity. David said he didn't like no lying vanities, things that mean no good. People tell lies, and it ain't worth telling them. And that's what people do. Stuff is in vain, lying vanities, stuff that ain't useful. You know, it ain't going to help none. You can lie all you want. It still ain't going to help. But God is the God of truth. And he said in that seventh verse, he said, that's why he'd be glad and he'd rejoice in the mercy. Because he knew God was going to have mercy against him. He knew he wasn't going to let his enemies exalt themselves over him. He said, for thou hast come. He let them know, you done already considered that about my trouble, Lord. You already think about the trouble that I'm in. And he let them know, He said, you already know my adversity. You already know my strength, and you know my weakness. See, that's one thing about God. He know your adversities. He know when you're weak. He know when you're strong. He know, amen, when you can fight something, when you can't fight none. See, that's one thing about God, because he said, I even knew you when you was in your mother's womb. He knew us. Even while we was yet sinners, he said he died for us. So God already know all this about us. He said every hair on your head is numbered. He know every hair on your head. Scientists don't even know it. The ones with all wisdom here on the earth don't even know that. Scholars don't even know that. But God does. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, we can't make one hair white and one hair black. He even told us, he said, naked you came in and naked you going out. You didn't carry nothing in this world. You didn't bring nothing in this world. And you didn't carry. You ain't carrying nothing out. That's what God said. Because you ain't going to need nothing. Whether it's heaven or hell, you ain't going to need nothing. Look at the 8th verse, 31 Psalm, those just tuned in. And has not shut me up into the hand of the enemy that has set my feet in a large room. He let them know you have not gave me over to the enemy. You have set me in a large room. He let them know, I mean, you in a bigger place now. Enemy can't touch you now. I done brought you up a little bit more, a little bit higher, so the enemy couldn't touch David. He let them know, amen, that you know what? He just shut me up in a large room. He let him know, he said, and he have not given him over to the hand of the enemy. So he didn't give him over to his enemy, even though the enemy thought he had David. He thought, oh, I got him now. See, that's what the enemy think about us. He think that he got us. He think God then forgot us. But the Bible say, but our God is in the heaven. He do whatsoever he please. The Bible said the fool is the one that said in his heart, there is no God. That's what the enemy want us to think. But we know better. We know that there's a God, and God can do whatever when he wants. He's sovereign. However he wants to, when he wants to. Okay. Look at the 14th verse of Psalm 31. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Look at the 9th verse. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. He said, God, have mercy on me. He said, I'm in trouble right now. My eye is consumed. He doesn't know my eyes are, you know, playing tricks on me. You know, I can't see it right now. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this because I can't even see it. And that's what we got to look to God. We got to look to the history which comes by help. Your help coming from God. And that's when David was saying, he was letting them know, he said, my soul is grieving. It's in my soul and my bed. He's in so much grief because of what he was going through, what the enemy was trying to do with him. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to really feel. But he had to know that God was still his rock. He had to know that God was still his salvation. He still had to know that he had to trust in God and that God wouldn't let him be ashamed. He wasn't going to let him be mocked. Remember, God said, you know what? If you call upon the name of the Lord, he said, thou shalt be saved. He even said, you won't even be ashamed. So he was calling upon God, taking God and what his word said, even though he knew he was going through some things. He knew that his eyes was playing tricks on him. He said his eyes was consumed. And his eyes was telling him, look at all this you're going through. What is this? Where God at now? See, that's what the enemy do. He let our eyes play tricks on us. And our mind, then our mind, it goes to our mind. But if you got to trust in the Lord and trust in him, he said, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I'm going to tell you, he said, no good thing. He was hoping them to walk upright. You walking upright, let me tell you something. God's going, he's going to protect his own. He might not move the way you think he ought to move, but move when you think he ought to move. But when he does it, he's on time. Like that song says, he's an on-time God. Look at the 10th verse. For my life is spent with grief. And it says, and my years were sighing. It says, and my strength faileth because of mine iniquities, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. He would let them know, the 10th and 11th verse, he was saying that, you know, I had spent most of my life grieving and sighing, and my strength is like a family, because this I've been going through this all my life. And you never know, even my bones are consumed. My bones are tired. My bones, it's like they can't take no more, you know. And he was letting them know in that 11th verse, he said, I was a reproach among all my enemies. I was made ashamed. I feel like I'm made ashamed of my enemies. He was letting them know, even my neighbors, you know. He said, that was a shame among my neighbors. He said, I was a fear to my acquaintance. They were scared. They were scared what was going to happen because I was going through all this. He said, so they fled from me too. They didn't want to have nothing to do with me because I was going through so much. And they thought God probably had then forgot me and that God wasn't hearing me no more. So they didn't have nothing to do with me either. And that's the way people do. When they feel like that, you know, you ain't on top of the world no more and that, you know, people see that you're going through, the first thing they think is that you must be in sin against God. Some people are going through like Job is. You know where you're going through, and you know where you're going through when you're reaping or you're sowing. You know whether God is trying to test your faith, and you know whether you're going through because of something you didn't do out of order with God. So a lot of times people try to put it on stuff that, you know, the devil this and the devil, everything ain't up the devil. Some things from our disobedience. And we got to know that. Sometimes God be just testing us too. But you know the difference. You yourself know whether you being tested. Because remember, Job was a righteous man. And the Bible said he eschewed evil. He didn't have nothing to do with evil. A lot of times some of us, we have stuff to do with evil. We doing stuff we ain't got no business. Going to places we ain't got no business. Hanging around people we ain't got no business. Saying stuff and doing stuff we ain't got no business. But then you try to say you going through like Job. No, Job didn't have nothing to do with evil. Job was shoot evil. He was one of the righteous men and the richest men that live in the land of Oz. So don't put that on Job. Some of the stuff you're going through because you're disobedient, you're doing stuff, you mess around with unclean things. The Bible said, come out from under unclean things. He said, then I will receive you unto myself. Then you shall be my people. Then I shall be your God. See, you can't call on God while you're around unclean things. You thinking that you're around, oh, yeah, because you ain't doing this and you ain't doing that. You ain't out there on drugs and people don't see you because you're not a prostitute and you ain't selling drugs. But look at the other stuff you're doing. You're unfaithful. That's a sin. People don't realize. The Bible says unfaithfulness is a sin. It's like the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, you're like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. You hurt the body of Christ when you ain't faithful. What if my right arm wasn't healed when I needed to pick up something? If my right arm ain't healed, I need to pick up something. That means what? I ain't going to be able to use it because it ain't healed. That's hurting my whole body because I ain't able to use my what? My right arm to do what it needs to do. So the rest of the body can't do what it really needs to do and be in this place because why? My right arm ain't healed. And we got to look at that stuff like this. And people don't realize because you ain't out here on the corners and doing other stuff other people doing, you might not be out here living in adultery or whatever else you're doing. But look at you. You don't have no faith. You put your faith in man before you put it in God. And the Bible said damnable hearsays. You're hearing stuff that's damning your soul. You're going by hearsay instead of you going to the person themselves. You're going by what somebody else said and what somebody else you done heard about somebody else. See, we don't realize those are things, amen, that defile us. We don't have to be on corners. We ain't got to be doing drugs. We ain't got to be drinking alcohol and doing other stuff. It's stuff that's in our heart. We can hate somebody. We cannot like somebody in our heart, even though they might not know it, but God knows it. That makes you unclean. That defiles you. Unforgiveness defiles you. So don't look at people because they're out there doing false sins that's visible. You got an invisible sin. And them the ones that's going to keep you out of heaven. Because you see the people's sins that's visible where you can see them, you're judging them. But what about the ones that people can't see in you? God is judging you. Thank you, Lord. I'm through today, amen. I wish I had more time, amen. But God bless you. We ask you tomorrow is our rainbow tint tea. We have dimming colored tints, amen. We have red, green, yellow, blue, amen. And we're going to be out there, amen. For that rainbow tent, those that want to come, it's $10. You can eat from anybody's table. It's called a rainbow tent. It's going to be outside. We'll be on the tent, so it's a rainbow tent tea. And we're asking you to come and be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Come on out here and help us celebrate and fellowship with one another. Also, don't forget Tuesday Bible study at 7:15. Our Sunday school, amen, at 10 a.m. morning worship, 11 a.m. Amen. We have more activities. I don't have the books before me. But I'm going to have to get those books so I can start announcing our activities. Amen. But tomorrow, that will be our activity. Amen. And we thank you. Amen. We're located at 5370 Stokesbury Road. I can be listed at 704-603-8299. Also, Bishop is selling dresses at 421 East Turok Street at our house. We don't know if we're going to do chicken yet, but we do have the dresses out. He's got some new updated dresses. I mean, beautiful dresses. Amen. I have to pick out, amen. And we ask you to come one, come all, amen. Glory be to God. And we thank you for listening and making this broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. For God, you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you for a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you for covering us, Father. We thank you for how you watched over us all night long, Father. We thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the word that's hidden in our heart that we might not sin against thee, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how we're going to learn to do all that you command, Father, that we might have good success, Father. And, Father, we stretch out our hands to you, Father. There's no other God that we know than you, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for we look to the hills. Lord, come up our help. Our help cometh from you, Father. We ask that you cover us, Father. Take us over the dangerous highway from danger seen and unseen, accident and incident, Father. In the name of Jesus, as we go tomorrow, amen, to lift up your name, to exalt you from the earth, Father. Amen, Lord, that all men may be drawn unto you, Father. And God, we thank you for all these things, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.